Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. And what are we, 5 days away from Christmas? I don't know what it is. I just don't feel like it's Christmas right now. I don't know. We played a big Christmas concert with a big band on Thursday night down at the, it's called the Casements. It's actually a museum. It's the summer home of, or the winter home, that is, of John Rockefeller. So if you're ever in Ormond Beach, Florida, it's an amazing place, a beautiful home. And this time of year, they decorate it for Christmas, including one of the big, like the ballroom area of the home, has, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 different Christmas trees from decorated from all around the world. It's quite an amazing sight. If you're someone that is into the paranormal, you probably know that the Casements has been featured on some of those ghost hunting shows. The place is supposedly haunted, but I've played several engagements there with the big band. And I've never run into a ghost yet. Who knows? But I don't know. I'm just not in the Christmas spirit. I mean, I'm looking forward so much to having time with my family and my wife, who's a school teacher. She's going to be off work for a couple of weeks. So all that is good. And everything, you know, it's just going to be great to be together with family. But I just have this feeling like, wow, it's Christmas. It just kind of, this year, it seems like for me, it just kind of snuck up on me, if snuck is a word. Wow. So anyway, 5 days until Christmas. So here's the deal. So the next two Sunday nights, we will not be live because we're dealing with Christmas weekend and New Year's weekend. So what I'm going to be doing is picking out our best four shows of the year. And so next week, you'll get two of those hours, and then the following week, you'll get two more hours. And here's something else I'm doing that's really, really cool. For those of you that listen to our 24-hour stream over at jimparisradio.com, we are going to, in the next couple of days, launch a JFK marathon. And this is going to be really, really fun. What we're going to do is take all of the JFK interviews we've ever done on the show. And I think we're up to now, is it 8 or 9 different hour interviews, you know, that we've done with all the big names? And we're going to have this 24/7 rotation of these shows all about the JFK assassination. Everybody from, you know, Jerome Corsi to Lamar Waldron. We've had all the big names on here, and we're going to continue that tonight. I'm super excited about our guest in hour number two. His name is Dr. David Mantick. And we're going to get into something that on the one hand is a little bit gruesome, but is also what could be the missing link to solving the question of whether or not there were multiple shooters involved in the JFK assassination. And we're going to be talking with Dr. David Mantick, who is a medical doctor, and he has examined the head injuries of John F. Kennedy, all of the pictures of the autopsy, and also something called the Harper fragment, which is a bone fragment that was found by an individual, last name of Harper. That's why it's named that. And this bone fragment apparently was from John F. Kennedy. was found near the shooting there in Dallas. And this bone fragment holds the key to this question that we've been searching for an answer on for the last 52 years, according to our guest in hour number two. So tonight in hour number two, it's all about the JFK assassination. One of my favorite topics. I'm fascinated by it in so many ways. I just can't even begin to tell you. Of course, I wrote a book on the JFK assassination. You can find that over on Amazon. It's called Executive Order 11110. Did the Fed kill JFK? You'll find my book over at Amazon.com. Yesterday, a huge day in the Paris family. Our daughter, Joy, graduated from the University of Florida. And we had a really great day going over to Gainesville, which is about 2 hours drive. And we enjoyed watching her graduate in the big Gainesville stadium where the Gators there at the University of Florida play, the Gators basketball team in their giant basketball stadium. That's where she graduated. You know, I thought, oh, this is December. It's a mid-year graduation. It won't be as big of a deal. Wrong. I don't know how many, maybe there was a couple thousand people graduated in just her graduation. Apparently there were multiple graduation ceremonies in that same facility all throughout the day. God only knows how many people graduated, but it was great to see her graduate. And I had a few observations about it. One that I thought was fascinating. My daughter, who has a degree now from one of the most prestigious universities in the Southeast, maybe in the country, the University of Florida, which is not easy to get into, by the way. She got her entire degree from UF on the internet. And I think that's fascinating. In fact, yesterday after her graduation, we had an opportunity to go to a small reception, which was in the main building for the business school there at the University of Florida. We got to meet the assistant dean, who's a real interesting guy. He's also a colonel in the Army. And we got to meet some of her other professors. And it was so interesting because these were professors she had met for the first time in person. All of her classes were online. And I just, you know, I have to say, you know, I know online schooling is out there. I know a lot of people doing online internet classes, but just something struck me yesterday when I saw my own daughter graduating with not just a legitimate college degree, but a prestigious college degree, a degree in business from the University of Florida. And she got her degree entirely online. Now, she did get her associate's degree at a local state college here, a community college. But then she went on to get her bachelor's degree at the University of Florida. I thought it was so interesting. I had an interesting discussion with the assistant dean there at the University of Florida about this whole matter of online degrees and online school. And it's just interesting to see this happening. It's like, wow, we're really in that era now where you can get a legitimate, not just legitimate, but prestigious degree from a big university and do that online. And it worked out so well for our daughter. She didn't have to go into a tremendous amount of student loans and all of that. You hear the stories of people with $100,000, $200,000 in student loans. She took a little bit longer to finish her degree than most people. She's 25 years old, so she's not the standard age 22, but she was able to work you know, all the way through her college years. And with the online schooling, it gives you so much flexibility. You can watch the lectures on your own schedule, and all of the student loans and student aid and grants, all of that stuff kicks in to cover you for online education. So I say all this to you to say, look, if you're somebody who is considering going to college or going back to college, look into this aspect of it, because it is a very, very interesting way to fit college into your life. I know for a lot of people, you've got a family, you might already be established in a career. You're not in any kind of a position to just give all that up and go live in a college dorm for 4 years. But really, really cool to see this. And our congratulations to our daughter, Joy, graduating yesterday from the University of Florida with a degree in business. All right, when we come back from this break, how you can stop the government from tracking you on the internet. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I'm super excited about our guest in hour number two. Dr. David Mantick joins us. We'll be talking about the JFK assassination, and in particular, the head wounds to John F. Kennedy and what we can learn from a particular bone fragment and why this might be the smoking gun, if you will, that confirms that there were multiple shooters and that it was a conspiracy on that fateful day in Dallas more than 52 years ago. You know, I've been thinking about this whole topic of government spying a lot in recent days. And on the one hand, I'm all for the government spying on the bad guys. And for example, Donald Trump had said recently that the government should bring in the, quote, smart people like Bill Gates to figure out how to shut off the internet for terrorists, at least turn off the internet in zones of the world where we have a lot of enemies. People have scoffed at that. They've laughed at Trump, saying that that's not possible. One of the things that I know is for sure going to happen is that over the coming years, especially in this next few months, I'm sure it's going to be interesting to watch. The government is likely to expand its spying on everyone, because those people that promote this idea of wholesale collection of data on all American citizens, their philosophy is, look, we've got to capture all of the data and then sift through it to be able to decide who the bad guys are. And one of the things we're learning is that some of the terrorists are using tools like apps that can encrypt messages. They've got the ability to encrypt their Facebook. They're using different chat tools on their phones, all kinds of things. And as they get more sophisticated, the government, in turn, is going to get more sophisticated in cracking this encryption and coming up with new and innovative ways to spy. So, you know, what do you do just as an average American citizen in this environment to protect your own privacy, to be able to make sure that you're just not someone that's sitting working at your computer and maybe some government agent? I'm not saying the government is evil. Some might say that, but what I get concerned about are individuals working in the government that have these kinds of powers. You know, it certainly, I don't believe, would be the FBI or the NSA or the CIA that would say, hey, hack the camera of a laptop computer in someone's home and violate their privacy, you know, watch them, you know, undressing, these kinds of things. But an individual working within one of those agencies could certainly abuse their privilege, their power that they have through that technology. So one of the things we have been big on recently is publishing information. And I'm telling you, I get some criticism about doing this, but there is one book that you're not going to find this book in Amazon. You're not going to find it anywhere except online as a downloadable book, because it's got some things in here that I know the government doesn't want you to know. There are some things you can do to actually protect yourself from NSA spying, how to secure your computer hardware and software platforms, some really ingenious ways to create easy to remember passwords that are very, very hard, if not impossible, for other people to guess. All kinds of different things on encryption and so forth. Now, one of the, you know, criticisms I've gotten from people is, Jim, how do you know that the bad guys aren't going to get this book? Well, I don't know that. So, I will take that criticism in stride that, look, sometimes when you have information out there, it could be used for bad purposes. If you're somebody that is interested in this topic, you'd like to find out more about it, you can go to the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. We've got a big article up there. It's the featured article right now over at christianmoney.com. Or we have a direct URL that you can use to find out more about this downloadable book. It's not free, but it's very reasonable for all that you get. It's stopbeingtracked.com. stopbeingtracked.com. While you're over at the blog, you probably want to check out a second article that you're going to find. It's actually the second article there right now, and it's about another book that my co-editor, Robert G. Edmond Jr., did a really great article on this. The article is titled Get Prepped in One Trip to Walmart. And no slight at all on the idea of buying survival food or survival supplies. A lot of people do that. I have I think, I don't know, 4 or 5 months of survival food that I've purchased. But maybe you're on a tight budget and you don't have the money to buy all, quote unquote, official survival food. Maybe you'll buy some of that. There are things you can do to go up to Walmart and actually create your own survival storehouse, if you will, with all the things that you need. And you can do this all in one trip to your local Walmart. And these are food items, survival items, things like low-cost ways to purify water, how to hide your stockpile so that people won't find it. There's essential food items. You know, there are food items you can buy that are very low cost and you can store for several years and are high in protein. We tell you, we don't tell you, the authors of this book tell you how to decide what food items to buy and how to create your own stockpile. And look, this is going to take you a lot of money to do this. So if you're somebody that's on a budget, check out this article, Get Prepped in One Trip to Walmart. You'll find it over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. Also, I want to mention to you, you really need to get on our email list. And there's a lot of reasons for it. I want to give you one more reason tonight. If you go to the email sign-up box, which is, you'll find this at our main website, christianmoney.com. You'll also find it in the sidebar of the blog over at blog.christianmoney.com. I'm going to be doing an email blast in the next week, and it's something kind of unique. I've never done this particular thing before that I'm going to be doing, but it is a unique business opportunity, and it's a way that you can actually make money by making available some information to people on how they can drop cable TV. And we're going to be putting together a package of materials on this. It's hard to explain on the radio. You won't get it, so I'm not going to even try to do that. But if you want to get in on this business opportunity, it's ripe right now, this opportunity. I mean, who doesn't want to learn how to get rid of cable TV and replace it with free internet TV? And there's a way you can actually make money doing that. It's not MLM or anything like that, so don't worry. It's nothing like that. It's something you're going to really enjoy, and it's not going to take very much money at all. In fact, you can get started doing this for under $20 and make money from this, create a residual income for your family from this package of materials we're going to make available. But you got to be on the email list to find out about it. It'll be sometime between now and the first of the year. So get on the email list over at christianmoney.com. All right, a 40% off coupon? Nope, it was a huge scam. We'll tell you about it and what grocery store is affected by it right after this. Stay tuned.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are live on Sunday nights. Good to have you with us. The website, of course, is christianmoney.com. And I'm taking a little driving trip over the holidays. That's about all the traveling I'm going to be doing during this holiday break. Just I'll be gone for, I think, 2 or 3 days. And we're taking a little driving trip. And what a great time to do so, because gas prices are now at the lowest level in 6 years. I filled my wife's car up yesterday, $21. I mean, I was just thrilled. $21 to fill up my wife's car. I mean, it wasn't very long ago, not very long ago at all, that it was double that to fill up her car. And so this is really going to be a nice dividend, I think, for a lot of people, especially if you do a lot of driving. Now, in my case, in our family, we really don't do a lot of driving. We live in a small community here in Florida. My wife drives maybe 5 to 10 minutes to work. I don't have to drive to work because I work from home, but I do a little bit of driving. We're not big, you know, mileage people like those that work and live in a big city. But I'll tell you what, these low gas prices, at first blush, I think most of us thought these prices were going to be temporary, but they're not. It seems like they're just kind of, they've been this low now for what, 2-3 months? And all the articles I'm reading now and all the business news websites are saying this is going to be a long-term phenomenon, low oil prices for a long time. And I don't know all of the factors. Some people say it's the economy slowing down worldwide. Others are saying there's just a glut in supply because of all of the exploration going on and all of the things doing to try to, you know, all the technology in the oil industry. I don't know. It seems very sudden. I mean, those factors don't just bring the price of gas from $4 to $2. right away like that, like it happened, it seemed like, in this case. But I'm not going to argue with it. Looking forward to cheap gas. We're going to be driving from Florida up to Tennessee to see some friends for a couple of days over the holidays. And I'm just going to love filling my wife's car up for $21. $21, that's really great. I think we're taking the Jeep, though, up there. And the Jeep, my Jeep takes 16 gallons of gas. So we're probably looking at around $32 to fill up the Jeep, but still nonetheless, love these low oil prices. All right, I saw this today, and I'm a coupon hound. In fact, if you follow my Facebook page, if you go to Facebook, you find me under the name christianmoney.com. You'll also find me under my personal page, James L. Paris. You'll find that I do post a lot of coupon deals, a lot of discount deals. And I ran across this article. Are you familiar with the grocery store Aldi, A-L-D-I? They're not all over the United States. I know we have them here in Florida. I know where I grew up in Chicago, we had Aldi, but I know they're not everywhere. It still is interesting to me that grocery store chains seem to be very regional. It's interesting that business... you really just don't have a major national player when it comes to grocery stores. It still seems to be a regional business. I always find it interesting when I go on a trip like out to the West Coast to make note of their grocery stores, which are totally different than the stores we have here in Florida. But I digress. There is a 40% off coupon that is now circulating on the internet. And it's a pretty neat coupon. It says 40% off all purchases in the store. And it's an Aldi coupon. Now, this coupon is mostly circulating in England right now. But the concern is that it's going to hit here in the U.S. And people are believing that this coupon is real. And it looks real. And in order to get the coupon, apparently the scammers are going to have you give up some personal information that they're then going to use to steal your identity or steal your credit card information. I don't know exactly how this scam works, but this is from Fox 2 Now of St. Louis, the Fox affiliate in St. Louis. They're warning people here in the U.S. Aldi is warning those in the U.K. And they say that this coupon scam is likely to come to the U.S. It is a 40% off coupon. And wow, if that were a good coupon, because I know the prices at Aldi are ridiculously low already, but to get a 40% off coupon that applies to everything in the store, according to this coupon, but it is a scam. So look out for that. And this story is really sad. This coming from the Tucson News. Here's the headline. East Texas woman warns job seekers after Craigslist scam. And this is a scam that, you know, you're probably listening and saying, oh, I would never fall for something like this. Listen to this. I want to read a little bit of this to you. Not only has she been scammed, but she may be facing criminal charges here now. Really, really sad. This is from Tyler, Texas. An East Texas woman says she could be facing criminal charges after falling for a Craigslist scam. The college student says she was just looking to make some extra cash for the holidays. Now she owes back thousands of dollars. The 20-year-old, who wishes to remain anonymous, began her holiday job search on Craigslist. Quote, I got a response back and it said this position has been filled, but I've been looking for a personal assistant, she said. End quote. The response was from a man named James Thomas. He told her he would pay her $700 a week. Quote, you'd be great. Can't wait to meet you, but I'm out of town right now. But since I'm out of town, could you do these things for me until I get in? End quote. She says he sent her 4 checks to deposit into her bank account and then withdraw certain amounts to send money orders to clients. You can only imagine what happens next. The checks were no good. She ended up overdrawing her bank account and on and on and on. The Better Business Bureau, which is also quoted in the story, says be aware of these kinds of scams, especially around the holidays. But tragic here, a young woman, not only out of thousands of dollars, but possibly facing criminal charges for writing bad checks, depositing bad checks into her bank account. I'm sure that'll all be cleared up, but nonetheless, what a mess. What a disaster. What a reversal of fortune. You think you're going to have a little bit of extra money for the holidays, and you get this job, and then it turns out to be a total, complete scam. Bank of America reportedly has filed for 10 patents recently, all related to digital currency, so-called cryptocurrency, which is causing a lot of people to speculate, is Bank of America, are they trying to create the next Bitcoin? And, you know, I haven't talked a lot about Bitcoin in recent weeks. I still do own Bitcoin. And we talked a lot about Bitcoin, I know, last year and even earlier in the year. But I find this fascinating to see. Obviously, they're putting a lot of money into research and development at Bank of America. And here's the article. This is from Coindesk.com, which is a website that follows Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The headline, 10 new Bank of America cryptocurrency patents published. And this article was released on December 18th, just a couple of days ago. And here we go. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office published 10 patent applications yesterday that were filed by Bank of America in June of last year. Now, if you go to the Coindesk.com article, which I posted a link to this over on my Facebook page, the ChristianMoney.com Facebook page, in this article, there actually are links to all of the different proposals that they have, all the different patents that they filed for. And it says here, to date, Bank of America has submitted 11 patent applications, all related to cryptocurrencies, suggesting that the firm may be looking to build or at least conceptualize a fully realized cryptocurrency network. Wow. Who knew? And maybe we're going to see a rise in the price of Bitcoin as more and more people try to get in on this and sort of, you know, copy what is really a great concept, if you think about it, Bitcoin. And Bitcoin value, $461 right now. Going up, going up. All right, we'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, something weird about me, about Jim Paris, is I answer all of my emails personally. And in fact, right now, I am answering an email. I just got an email here a minute ago, and I'm answering this in real time while I'm live on the radio. A guy emailing me, he saw a video that I did over at YouTube on how to stop collection calls. And I have a special letter that we have given this letter away for years. It's called a cease communication letter. There are others that have letters like this. We love our letter. It's been years kind of in the process of making that available. And I'm going to click send right now. And Henry just got his link to that letter. And I do that all throughout the week. So if you have a financial related problem, question, get in touch with me through the website. I do answer my email personally. Of course, there are limits on what I can do. I can't give you personalized tax advice. I can't give you personalized investment advice, but I'm happy to chat with you, give you a letter like that, stop collection agencies from calling you. We've got information on credit repair. We've got all kinds of resources when it comes to legal problems. All kinds of websites we recommend. I mean, if you owe the IRS money, you can't pay it, we've got resources we recommend on that. So, you know, feel free to reach out to me, get in touch with me. I do answer those emails personally over at christianmoney.com. All right, this I thought was fascinating. Star Wars. I have not seen it yet. And let me tell you why. I don't like crowds. I never have. I just don't like crowds. And I especially do not like being in a movie where it's elbow to elbow. You know, I enjoy going to the movie theater every so often with my wife, but I really like it when it's like maybe you're the only one in your row, or at least there's a couple of extra seats buffer between you and the next group of people. And that's not going to be the case probably for a while with Star Wars. But this is fascinating. All box office records are completely destroyed. Here's the numbers. These are fresh numbers coming in just hours ago. It says that the latest installment of the Star Wars series has already earned $517 million in worldwide ticket sales. That's a half a billion dollars. That's already. No one knows. There's not even really a projection as to how much this is going to make. And they give the comparison here to the movie Avatar, which had been considered the highest grossing film in history up until the Star Wars weekend here, and it took in 85 million during its first 3 days. 85 million. And you have Star Wars taking in 517 million. Wow. I'm looking forward to doing it. My son had some good wisdom on this, though. My son, who is in his early 20s, he said that he needed to go back and watch the 4, 5, and 6. Those were the first three movies released. You know, the 1977 was the first one, I believe. But the 4, 5, and 6 were the first three released. And my son said he wanted to go back and watch at least 4, 5, and 6 to kind of get, you know, his mind back in the right, you know, have all the details together, have a memory of kind of where the story picks up. I think that's good advice. I might do that myself, and I'm probably going to wait at least a week or two before I go out and see this. But one thing to note, and this might be an answer for me, is check with your local theater, because what a lot of theaters are doing is they're expanding their schedule because of what's going on with Star Wars. So you might find a theater in your area doing a 9 a.m. or a 10 a.m. showing, or a really late showing, 11 o'clock, midnight, middle of the night. And those might be opportunities to go out to see the movie without as many people. I guess I wasn't the only one. Apparently, the people behind the movie promotion and marketing were telling people all throughout the weekend that, hey, there are still tickets left. You can still buy a ticket and go see the movie. Because a lot of people were discouraged from even trying to get a ticket, thinking that it was completely and totally sold out. This story is fascinating. We love to hear these stories. We love to share these stories. This is from the website thepennyhoarder.com, which is a great website, by the way. We have the feed from thepennyhoarder.com embedded over at christianmoney.com because we like this blog very, very much. But here's the story. A headline: you won't believe the holiday bonus this company just gave every employee. Seriously, you won't. And it goes on here to share the story of a company. Let's see here. They are based in Texas, and the name of the company is Hillcorp, H-I-L-C-O-R-P, Hillcorp. And it is an energy exploration, and it's in the oil industry, energy exploration and production. And every employee got a $100,000 bonus, all the way down to the secretaries. And they even have one of the secretaries here commenting on this. I mean, these are people that, I mean, you're talking about people that might make $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year in their job, getting a $100,000 bonus. You know, when I had a fairly large company, I tried to be generous around the holidays as much as I could. And I mean, the reality is what it is. I mean, if we had a great year, there was more money to be more generous with. I always love to do things for my employees. I love to, you know, have a turkey for everybody. I'd always send one of my accountant or one of my employees up to the grocery store. We'd buy a turkey for every employee. We'd bring that back and give that away the day before Thanksgiving. We'd always, you know, give people something extra at Christmas. I didn't have a formula. I didn't promise it would be more than the last year's bonus. I didn't promise it was going to be based on a percentage of your income. But I tried to be generous. You know, some employees got an extra $1,000, $1,500. That was what I could do, you know, for my workers. But man, that would be fantastic. I would love to be the guy. I mean, I'll tell you what would be more of a thrill for me because of my personality. My wife will tell you, I am a giving person. I love to give stuff away. And one of the frustrating things is when I don't have the money to be able to be as generous as I would love to be. I am one of these people that gets a thrill out of giving stuff away. I would, more than getting $100,000, I would love to be the guy being able to give out $100,000 bonuses to his employees. I'll tell you this, there's probably not much of a difficulty for them to hire new people. It says here, in prior years, staff members got $35,000 bonuses, or they got a voucher good towards a $50,000 vehicle. Wow. Can you imagine? I just talked about a 40% off grocery coupon that was a scam. Could you imagine if your boss handed you a coupon good for a free $50,000 vehicle? I'd have to wonder, is this a joke? I mean, is there a hidden camera somewhere? But for all the bosses listening who can't be as generous as this company, do what you can. I mean, it's a time of year to do what you can for your people. It's a time of year, especially where with people who have children. And I'll tell you, I've been there. We had three kids, and during my financial years when I was a victim of an embezzlement scheme and lost all my money, there were some years where if it wasn't for other people stepping up and helping me out, my kids would not have had much of a Christmas. And so I know there are families out there in that situation. So maybe you know someone in your neighborhood who's going through something like that. Look, you know, you could take $100 up to Walmart and you could buy, a nice assortment of toys. I mean, we bought a neighborhood boy here, a kid in our neighborhood. We bought him a bike this year. You saw this kid riding around a bike that was not even safe. It was $50 to buy this kid a new bike, and he was thrilled. A little boy, I think he's in the first grade, second grade. Do something like that this year. Someone you know. I mean, you know, yes, give money to the big charities, but I love giving to someone I know, someone in your neighborhood that maybe is struggling. Buy them a turkey. You see a neighbor struggling, you know, get the age of their kids. Go up. If you don't know what to buy, go up to the store and ask somebody. Hey, it's a 9-year-old girl. It's an 11-year-old boy. They'll tell you what to buy. Or give cash. Give them the cash, or buy a gift card that you can give them. You know, do something for someone else. This is just a really fascinating story. Love to see people being so generous around the holidays. All right, when we come back, it's all about the JFK assassination. Our guest, Dr. David Mantic, right after the news. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.